Hi, welcome to Plants and Things, where we talk about all things plants. My name is Katie and I'm a hobbyist gardener. I appreciate you for listening, whether you are new or old to my podcast. Today, I want to introduce you to an exciting soilless cultivation method, hydroponics. Hydroponics can be an excellent way to extend your growing season indoors or grow plants indoors in a small space if you don't have an outdoor space. There are many reasons why you should try hydroponics in your garden. Imagine a garden where you don't have to worry about the soil's quality or the relentless march of weeds, where you can grow veggies even if you don't have a yard or you live in an apartment. This is the world of hydroponics, where plants are cultivated in a nutrient-rich water and soil is basically a mere spectator. Now, you might even be wondering, what exactly is hydroponics? In hydroponics, you can control much more of the plant's environment. They have a tailored diet of nutrients, and you can also maintain the perfect pH balance and ensure the roots have access to ample oxygen. Basically, the result, faster growth, higher yields, and healthier, happier plants, because you control what makes them healthy and happy. There are so many benefits to doing hydroponics too. Basically, you have like space efficiency. So whether you have a ton of acreage or just a tiny balcony, hydroponics can save you space. Vertical gardens, shelves laden with greenery, or even a small closet can become your hydroponic haven. You can even buy pre-made kits for hydroponics as well. I have one and love it. Water conservation. So with traditional gardening, water can be a precious resource. Hydroponics can recirculate its nutrient-rich solution, reducing water usage up to 90%. That can be a huge relief on your water bill. You can also use this method year-round, so the winter will hopefully no longer be an issue if you want to grow your own veggies. You can do it hydroponically indoors, so you can have your favorite veggies and herbs all year long, regardless of what the weather's like. You also don't have to worry about the soil woes. So if you're worried about contaminated or poor soil quality in your yard, with hydroponics, you don't really have to worry about that because you're not using soil as your base. You can control basically every aspect of the plant's environment, which is super powerful, especially if you have clay soil like me, and it takes like years to amend that. So that is one way that you can get around that issue. If you also have a problem with bugs or weeds in your garden, well, hydroponics does not have nearly as much of an issue because you're growing them indoors or in an enclosed space like a shed or a greenhouse or something like that. You don't really have to worry about bugs or weeds because they're not already going to be in that solution that you're growing your plants in. The only issue that I could see happening if you have like a greenhouse or something is ants. You may have an issue with like ants if they're able to get inside. I know in my house we do have ants, but they haven't really been an issue with my little hydroponic setup. So that can be a huge relief if you have a hard time with bugs. Another thing is weeds. So because they're going to be grown indoors, you won't have seeds dispersing in your water where you're growing your plants in. So you won't really have to worry about that. Now, I'm sure that you're probably itching to get your hands wet, so to speak, in the hydroponic world. So I wanted to give you a little bit of a path to get started. I recommend starting small so you can begin with a small hydroponic system or even do your own DIY setup. to get the hang of it at first. You can purchase a grow kit just about anywhere, which makes it super simple to get started. I got one for Christmas last year, which has the water tank, 3 plant spots, or like little pot areas, basically to keep the plants separated. So hopefully the roots won't get super tangled up. It's got a timed grow light and air circulation system to ensure that the water is oxygenated for the roots. It is super simple to use. Really, I only add water whenever it gets low and add some of the plant food whenever, like weekly, whenever it's needed. So it is so easy to use. If you've never grown plants before, you can do this. It is easy and a lot of fun. So I highly recommend starting small to get the hang of it. And then you can, of course, if you would like to expand more and even have like an entire greenhouse of hydroponics if you want to grow a ton of your own food, which would be awesome. Next, I'll recommend choosing your plants. So are you wanting to grow herbs like basil, thyme, mint, or are you wanting to do greens? You can also try more complicated things like tomatoes and peppers once you're ready. I recommend starting with greens or herbs at first, and then you can move up to like the bigger plants like tomatoes and peppers, because they will need more space than like herbs or leafy greens. I've done herbs and leafy greens. They're super easy and it's awesome just to have them right there in the kitchen whenever I need them. Next, I recommend learning about the nutrient solutions, pH levels, and lighting for the different plants that you're going to be growing. For leafy greens and herbs, super easy. That's why I recommend starting with those. But whenever you start going to like tomatoes, peppers, they're going to need different lighting. So you might have to look into that and then kind of adjust it based on that. You can also experiment. So this is one of the great things that you can experiment with and see what works best in your home. And then also the pH levels. I've never really had to worry about the pH levels too much, but I do recommend using very filtered water because plants don't really like the chlorine that's in water that comes from the tap. So I do recommend using some water that's been filtered rather than just the water that comes out of the faucet. And I haven't really had to worry about pH levels so much. It's pretty much been fine for me. So definitely experiment and see what works best for you. If you need different lighting schedules to change that up a little bit. I will say the light that I have is super bright. So we had to adjust the timer to be like during the daytime because it would just be too bright at night. It was so, so bright. So yeah, just experiment with it, see what works best for you. It's super easy. And if you do it, please let me know. I would be super excited to hear about your journey with hydroponics. I hope that you're able to try it as soon and reap the benefits of growing your own veggies and herbs at home. So next, I want to talk about fun facts. NASA has been experimenting with hydroponics in space so astronauts can have fresh veggies in space. To date, NASA has grown a variety of plants, including lettuces, mustard varieties, and radishes, and learned a lot about how to successfully do so in the process. I'll link the fun article about this in the description. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe to my podcast and leave me a review. Your feedback helps my podcast grow and continue bringing you valuable gardening insights. Join our gardening community by following me on social media, where you can share your gardening stories, ask questions, and connect with fellow plant enthusiasts. Together, we can cultivate a vibrant community dedicated to the love of gardening. Until next time, continue digging into the joys of gardening. Bye for now.